This mud is very rich soil in which the Egyptians grow wheat and a very fine kind of cotton. In the olden times, the Nile used to overflow the banks only once a year, and the rest of the year the land would be dry, and the people would have to climb down the banks to get water. Not so long ago, a huge dam was built far up the Nile at a place called Aswan. This dam holds the water back and forms a deep lake. So now the Nile does not flood Lower Egypt all at once. The water is let out by doors in the bottom of the dam as needed. One of the most beautiful of the old temples in Egypt was right in the way when the Aswan Dam was built. But it could not be moved from there, so now the water almost covers it up. There was once a boy named Alec. You may know a boy named Alec too, but this Alec lived 2,000 years ago. He was a great Greek king whose full name was Alexander. He built a city where the Nile flows into the sea and called the city after himself, Alexandria. Alexander has been dead more than 2,000 years, but his city still lives and is the chief seaport of Egypt. Near the beginning of the delta, up the river from Alexandria, is a city called Cairo. It is the largest city in Egypt and also the largest city in the whole of Africa. Even if you were flying over Cairo in an airplane, you would know that most of the people there were not Christians, but Mohammedans. Can you guess how? In a Christian city, you would see church steeples, but in Cairo, you see saucer-shaped domes and candle-shaped minarets. For some of the most beautiful mosques in the world are there.